This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So first of all, where you can find us, we do have our podcast on Podbean at Front Porch Swingers. We're on iTunes as well. And just wanted to thank those of you who have already downloaded. We are up to a pretty substantial amount of downloads at this point, which is really exciting and awesome to see.
Yeah, we really are. Thank you all very much.
I will also say, if you like what we're doing, or if you have some comments on the episodes, please put them either on Podbean or on iTunes. We'd really appreciate the feedback, and like I said, if you enjoy what we're doing, hopefully that'll kind of bolster our ability to be seen on iTunes. So please consider doing that for us. We would super love you for that. Where else can they find us?
Well, they can also find us at mail, M-A-I-L, at frontporchswingers.com. By all means, please email us. Let us know what you think about the episodes. Tell us if we're full of shit. Give us your feedback. Tell us your stories. And with your permission, at some point, we would like to even talk about them on the podcast. Maybe even have you as a guest. You never know.
That would be super fun if we can figure that out.
Yeah.
We also have a blog that corresponds with the podcast episodes at frontporchswingers.com. We hope to eventually have some other kind of fun things on there, potentially also sharing some stories there. So more fun to come on our blog, but we would love for you guys to check that out. And we've been having so much fun interacting with people on Twitter as well. We are at FP Swingers, or you can search Front Porch Swingers and find us there as well. But if you want to DM us or want to see some of the things that we're putting on Twitter, finally got around to putting some face pics up there. So if you are interested in seeing at least my face right now, and probably very likely Brian's face at some point, putting a face to the voices, check us out on Twitter, and we would love if you would follow us there as well.
Yeah, and Patreon.
Patreon, yes. That one is fun. It not only allows us to continue to do what we're doing in terms of hosting our podcast and our blog and being involved in some of the things that we're doing online, but
and just spreading the message.
Yeah, for sure. And it also gives you guys the opportunity to, if you would like to support us there, we would super appreciate it and have some really awesome bonuses available for you guys as well. Some pictures and some different ways to interact with us. Just very cool things that we would like to offer in exchange for a little bit of support and donation. So please consider finding us on Patreon at Front Porch Swingers.
Yeah, you will absolutely at some point get to see some sexy pics, and maybe we'll share some information with some folks who are supporting us that we haven't really shared on the podcast. Maybe some secrets there that we're going to share only with our
donors.
Sure.
Okay, so we are going
our loyal donors.
Yes, for those of you who follow us on Twitter, we had a poll today, or yesterday, I suppose. It ended this morning, asking which of our stories you'd like to hear next. We have several that we haven't talked about yet that we'll get through all of them. But we were really interested to see which one you guys wanted to hear the most first. And it turned out that the winner was our first soft swap experience, which we are super excited to talk about because it was awesome.
Yeah, it was our first soft swap, which really wasn't a plan. Soft swap wasn't a plan.
It was not, no. Yeah. We've talked before, we're kind of horned up people, we're kind of sluts.
Yeah, kind of. Mother Nature really kind of dictated that we had a soft swap experience.
Yes, so yeah, I could not do full swap, and so we told this couple that we would do soft swap, and they were totally open to that, and it worked out very well. So we're going to recount that story today.
Yeah, as it turns out, we were their first couple of any kind that they played with. They are very new to the lifestyle, more so even than we are. And our experience with them was their first experience with a couple and our first soft swap with a couple.
Yeah, so let's give a little bit of background on this couple because I think the background is important in this one.
Yeah, for sure.
So before you and I started seeing each other, I was on a BDSM site myself and meeting people through that site and having, you know, fun and getting to know people in the community. And I was reached out to by someone else, a male, asking if, you know, I was ever interested in hanging out with him, and it just never really lined up. We responded to each other a couple of times, corresponded a little bit back and forth, but right. It was never anything super serious, never even made plans to meet.
Right.
And then things kind of just faded off, and he apparently went and met his current partner, and I met you, and everything yep. worked out exactly as it should.
Yeah.
That's kind of an interesting integral piece in all of this. I had kind of experience with him prior to going into this. So
yeah, only via that particular site and a couple of messages, but he had reached out to you. He, of course, as you said, subsequently met his partner. You and I met, and
around
course,
the same amount of time, too.
Right at about the same time. And now, of course, you and I have a couple's profile on that site. And as it turns out, he reached out to us again.
Right. So I think they had just kind of switched over to a couple's profile and were looking at delving into the world of swinging, because as we said, this was not a swinger site, it's a BDSM site.
Correct.
Which there are a lot of swingers on, but that's not the primary source of people on this site.
Right.
So when he saw that we changed our profile to a shared profile and put on there that we were swingers, they were pretty quick to reach out after that.
Yeah, for sure. Particularly since he had, you know, limited, albeit limited, correspondence with you before, so there was, I guess, a level of, you know, familiarity.
Comfort, yeah. He knew I wasn't probably full of shit, or I wasn't a fake, or...
No, certainly he knew that there was a, you know, you were legit because the picture originally, you had a little bit of correspondence with him, and now, of course, you're back on with me, so it just lent itself, you know, some validity to it, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, we should say, we are going to refer to this couple as Sid and Nancy.
Okay, for the most bullshit reason ever, but it's still, it's gonna stick. So, she is very tatted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we're not against. Love women with tattoos.
No, you have them.
I think she's... I love when a woman has tattoos, has ink. Yeah. But for whatever reason, we started calling them the alternative couple.
Yeah, well, yeah, they look a little more... Well, he does. He looks a little alternative as well. He's got some tattoos.
Yeah, it's like a long beard. Yeah, and he has a tattoo that, like, runs up his arm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a bunch of them, obviously. You have them. So, you know, no, we're not slighting anybody here. Also, no one dies in the end, so that's good news.
No, there's no murder, suicide, or whatever happened to Sid and Nancy.
No, nothing like that. But they are fun people. We had a great time with them, and as you'll hear, the experience is awesome. So
yes, please don't think we're shitbags for this whole Sid and Nancy thing. We just find it funny, and hopefully it's entertaining, if nothing else.
Yeah, we like them. Sid and Nancy are awesome. And, you know, listen, for all, you know, her tattoos and everything, which were really attractive, Nancy's super sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you dug her.
Super sexy. Yeah. I probably dug her more than you did.
Yeah, yet. For sure.
I think she's super hot.
Yeah, so let's just get into it. So let's talk about it.
All right, so we met them for dinner, which was a little strange also because we went to this really quiet place out by where they live, and we were in this dining room.
Well, not far from where we live either. It's kind of...
Right, but it's like 2 minutes from where they
are. Yeah, very close to where they are. And we should say, once again, for those of you who have not listened, and shame on you if you haven't, to our other podcast, we live in a very small community in a very, very pretty place. Matter of fact, Brent and I are recording this podcast and looking out of our window, and it is snowing. There's about 3 inches of snow on the ground already. It's been snowing all day. And we live in a beautiful part of the country, but in a very small town. So our swinger/BDSM lifestyle is limited to a small underground sort of community.
Right. So anyway, we go and meet them at this quiet dining room, and we didn't really have a ton of chance to talk to them about anything sexy because of that.
Yeah.
But I felt a spark with them.
For sure. They were, we were at a table, four of us sitting across from each other, there was a bit of flirtatiousness for sure. Very comfortable, I think.
Yeah.
And an odd familiarity. Like, we clicked with them pretty quickly.
Yeah, they just feel, they're the types of people that you just instantly feel comfortable with. Like, there's no awkwardness. You don't have to worry about if the things that you're saying sound stupid. Like, they're just super cool, super laid back. Really immediately, for me anyway, and I could tell with you too, just from knowing you as well as I do, that we were very at ease with them very quickly.
Yeah, and we should also mention their ages. So this is a little bit different for us in our experience. So we are, of course, again, for those of you who don't know, an age gap couple. I am 48. Brent is 28, so we have a 20-year gap in our ages. And this particular couple, it was interesting because Nancy is your age.
Right. She and I are like 5 months apart.
Right. So she's about 27, 28, and Sid is 39. So he's slightly older, not quite as old as myself, but certainly they have a gap as well. But her being your age was really kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, it was interesting for a few reasons. One, because that hasn't happened yet, so I just felt like I immediately had a little bit more in common with her.
For sure.
I think the other part of it, and not to say that I'm not attracted to older women, because, I mean, like... Diane, who we've talked about on a previous episode, I think is one of the hottest babes out there.
Yeah, Diane's
and she's smoking hot. 7 years older than me.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I just felt this kind of like instant kind of sexual connection.
Yeah, she's got serious like sexuality about her.
Yeah, but it just kind of like oozes out.
Yeah, but and that's not to say she did not. This is not a woman who walked in some banging evening gown and high heels and hair all done up and a lot of makeup. She's a very normal, average looking gal in her clothes. She just looks like a girl next door.
Yeah. She's really cute.
She's cute.
But yeah. I mean, she was wearing glasses and she had her hair
very reserved.
And she was wearing like a cardigan.
She was very reserved very
conservative looking.
Very conservative. Absolutely. Not what we expected.
No.
Not what we expected.
But even beneath all of that, you can just feel this like sexual energy from her.
For sure.
It's not something that I have found in very many other women.
No. Certainly not a 28-year-old.
Right.
Very different. So anyway, we met them, had dinner, had some drinks, had a few drinks, and really just enjoyed their company for a couple of hours.
Yes.
Right? We left that dinner, that meeting, and I don't even know if we were in the car yet when they text you right away.
Well, she and I were texting each other at the exact same time. So it was like I got her message and she got my message at the same time saying the exact same thing, which was, we had a super great time with you guys. We find you very attractive. We really want to see you again.
Right.
When can we make this happen?
Right. And once again, we should also mention, as we have before, we are terrible when it comes to analyzing and breaking everything down. And initially, when Sid reached out to us, you were, and Nancy, we were not super like excited necessarily about corresponding with them. You didn't really get that kind of feeling from them.
Well, I mean, now that I've had more time to think about it, I think there was some weirdness in that he had reached out to me before we were both in relationships, and that felt kind of strange.
Well, but also we should say they are also neither Nancy mine or Sid yours are normal physical type when it comes to high levels of attraction.
Right.
Right? So, but, and as we've said before, we don't know shit because that doesn't really mean a whole lot when it comes to this lifestyle. It's really about the connection. And as it turns out, we were super excited and attracted to them after we had left that dinner.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So we very quickly made plans to hang out with them. They actually were house sitting in this amazing house and wanted us to come over and have, you know, some kind of finger foods and drinks and see where the night went, so to speak.
That was like a week after, right? Maybe the next week? Yeah, something like that. So we did that. We prepared.
Brian made this amazing, like, whiskey punch thing with mint. Oh, so good.
Yeah, mint and oranges. Yeah, it was really good. So we boozed it up. We brought some booze over. I made some appetizers. And we went over to this beautiful, magnificent house kind of in the mountains. And had some drinks and some food with them. We spent, again, another couple hours just talking.
Well, and it was interesting in that we were playing cards. We played Cards Against Humanity with them for like the first 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it felt very platonic and very non-sexual. And yet there was this very obvious underlying sexual tension.
For sure. And, you know, and also because Nancy sitting to my left, every opportunity she had would touch me somehow. She got up to, you know, goes into the kitchen, her hand was on my shoulder, or she was had her hand on my arm for whatever reason. There was definitely flirtatiousness there.
Yeah.
Certainly, Sid staring at you the entire time. You know, you were like normal, pretty much tits out, and he was staring at you. So, you know, there was all of that kind of, you know, there was definitely more sexual tension there than we've experienced in the past. As it pertains to these like interactions with our couples for the first time.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So we played games and we ate and we drank. And then at one point, you and Sid decided you were going to get a fire going in the living room.
Yeah.
Which
that was our plan.
Did not go well. And we realized pretty quickly that the gas to the fire was off.
Right.
So Nancy and I went downstairs to try to figure out how to turn the gas on.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I don't think that's actually why we went down there.
No, I'm certain that's not why you went down there.
I think that was our opportunity to, like, sneak away and, like, be flirty just the two of us for a couple of minutes. Right.
And we should say we took a tour of the home first. It was a big house. Yeah. And they walked us around, so we saw all that. And then we were going to set the fire. Of course, Sid and I are, you know, fucking with this massive fireplace trying to figure out what the hell's going on. You guys went downstairs, snuck away without us even realizing it, really, to try to
covertly
figure out what's going on.
Yeah, we're, like, acting like we're trying to turn the gas on and trying to figure out all these levers, and it basically just turned into us, like, touching each other the entire time.
Right,
and
you were gone for a while, so we, at one point, we were like, where the fuck did they go?
Yeah, it was, like, a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. So, of course, you came back upstairs, and we all sat down on the sofa in the living room. We had some cocktails still.
It was like a reclining sofa, though.
Yeah, it's like a two-seater kind of deal, and there, Sid and Nancy to our right. Of course, we were to their left. You were sitting on my lap. Nancy's sitting on Sid's lap, and we were just talking and drinking. Of course, the lights are down now. It's dimly lit. And in true Brenna fashion, she became the instigator and suggested to Nancy.
Well, first, I'm like rubbing her legs.
Yeah, you guys were feeling
all
over each other.
We were very like flirtatious with each other. Right. It was so hot. I mean, she, like I said, she just oozes this sexiness, and I was so into it.
Yeah.
And so she's like rubbing my leg with her foot.
Yeah, you guys are playing footsie.
And finally, I was like, something has to happen. Yeah. As usual, I'm like getting super impatient.
Right. Yeah. Because you have the focus of a 7-year-old.
I really do.
The attention span of a 7-year-old. At some point you said, hey, should we switch seats? And of course she jumped right up. She got on my lap. You got in Sid's lap. And again, just we're talking and kind of touching each other and flirting a little bit. And then finally, I think at some point, Nancy like pretty much grabbed my cock and stuck her tongue in my mouth. That's pretty much where this whole thing started.
Oh, God. It was you guys were hot and heavy.
Yeah, I didn't realize it because my back was kind of to you and she was kind of facing you. She stopped at one point. She's like, they're totally watching us right now.
Our eyes, Sid and my eyes, were glued to. No, granted, he and I are kissing too, and I'm kind of grinding on him a little bit, but nothing like you two.
Yeah, and so I didn't realize it, and then when she pointed out, it was really funny because I turned around and you were just standing there, mouth agape. He's watching. I was like, oh, okay, so we're the show.
It was the hottest thing ever. She's like, got one hand on your cock and like the other hand like running all over your neck and your head and just like making out with you.
Yeah, and my hand is between her legs, literally, and her. She has jeans on, of course, so over her pants. But my hand is around her, so it's partially on her ass and between her legs, and she's squeezing my hand, like not letting my hand go. So yeah, it was super hot. And like I said, she's very sexy. It doesn't, you know, on the surface, she's the girl next door, glasses, hair pulled up, really cute and just friendly, but a total. Just hottie.
She's a sex kitten is what she is.
She really is. It came out of her very quickly.
And she kept like leaning over at a couple points and like kissing me.
Yeah, touching. But the whole time your feet were touching each other and she rubbing your legs were kind of touching each other.
I don't think she and I ever broke contact.
No,
really.
It was very, very sexy. Yeah,
and
very sexy.
Yeah, so I mean, Sid and I are really enjoying each other too. And then at one point she took her top off and I started...
Well, yeah, that was kind of my fault because I was kind of
top off.
I was groping at her, and she stuck my head under her shirt, and she had taken she undid her bra, and of course, you know, at some point she just said "fucking," just took her shirt off. So now she's basically in a bra that's half on, half off, no shirt. In my
lap. And I'm like licking on her nipples.
Yeah, it was super fucking hot.
And Sid is like feeling up on my ass while I'm licking her nipples.
Yeah, and my hands on her back. And I think I was even touching you somehow, like around her and underneath. And I was touching you at the same time. But I got to say, Sid was pretty fixated on what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
He was super like hyper focused on just the whole scene.
But like in a good way.
Yeah, well, and listen, let's face it. He had an attraction to you, as we quickly found. Out even beyond what you had thought because he had reached out before.
Yeah, in fact, I think this is when he and I started making out again. We kind of both, you know, I went with Sid again and you went with Nancy again.
But of course, we're only about 12 inches apart.
Right, but I mean, we're you know, back with our respective opposite partners making out. And he whispers to me and says, she knew that I was chasing after you. Nancy knew that I was chasing after you on this BDSM site before she and I met.
Right.
And he's like saying it with this look on his face as if it's like super playful and flirty.
Right.
And whatever it was about him saying that just like sent me over the edge. It was so hot.
Right. And we had talked about this prior. Like it was a little weird because we didn't know
if she knew.
If he told her. Right. Yeah. So we weren't going to say anything. We were going to kind of let it play out and see what happened. But as it turns out,
she knew.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think she kind of liked it.
Yeah, she absolutely. Yeah, the idea that her guy is attracted to was already attracted to the woman that they're playing with. I mean, that's a big fucking deal. It would be huge, obviously, for you too, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You know, so, it was great, and so everything is going really well. And this whole time. And of course, we didn't know that this was going to happen. Certainly, we talked about it afterwards. This was going to be our first soft swap, and we already knew that going in. And so,
and had communicated it to them.
Yeah, they were totally fine with it, and it was their first experience anyway with a couple, so it worked out. But I don't think either of us, neither you nor I, especially after we talked about it later, really were prepared for how hot this was. First of all, knowing that we were not going to have sex,
right?
But that we were already full on. You know, at this point, we're still seated. We're groping each other and making out with each other and touching each other. And then, you and Nancy touching each other. I don't think we realized how hot this was going to be.
No, I had no idea.
Way, way more than we anticipated.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So anyway, then at this point, she and I decide that we're going to... Actually, I think what I said was, I think you should know that Brian has an amazing cock and you should probably take it out and see it.
Yeah, really. Super
it was so smooth.
Yeah, just saying, this maybe is something you want to do.
Food for thought.
Yeah, give it,
he
just
has
give
a great cock.
Just give it some thought. Maybe you want to pull it out, whatever. And so Nancy, absolutely, you guys kind of giggled about it a little bit. We all laughed about it. But she was like, yeah, for sure, stand up. So, like, okay.
And I said, and she goes, Sid has a great cock as well. You should check it out too.
Yeah, feel free to figure that out for yourself. So, of course, she stands me up. You guys are still seated for a second. And she basically just kind of pulls me back, pulls my pants, and I just start sucking my cock. Super hot. I mean, just fucking hot. She just literally dropped to her knees the minute you said it and just went to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, of course, being as horny as you are, sit up and pulled his pants down and started sucking his cock.
Yeah.
And he was really enjoying himself.
Yeah.
100%.
And we were like deep throating it. And,
yeah.
Oh my God.
It was very hot.
And his hands were like in my hair and like pulling me in. And he's very like passionate too. Like they're both just, there was just this immediate like passion, carnal attraction.
Yeah, there was a lot of heat. So she was sucking my cock. I was getting so worked up. I had to take my shirt off. It was super, I was getting hot now. And so she, pulls my pants off, obviously. So I'm pretty much naked in the living room. She's sucking my cock. She's wearing nothing. Now she has no top on.
She still had panties on, though.
She had panties on.
Really good.
No,
panties.
She had jeans on at that point.
Oh, did she?
She still had jeans on because you took her pants off.
That's right, I did.
She has her jeans on, no top because I'm squeezing her tits, obviously. You're, choking on Sid's cock. And of course, now he's feeling you up. And at some point, she pulled you over to us.
Yes.
Right? So now you're both sucking my cock, which was crazy hot.
She was like on one side and I was on the other. We like stopped to make out for a second and then both went back to sucking your cock.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
And so, of course, I said, you can't leave Sid there by himself. And Nancy went over and started sucking his cock. You're sucking my cock. And now we're with our respective partners and it's just getting super fucking hot. And that's about the time where you said something about getting her pants off.
Yeah.
So you took her jeans off.
Yes, I did.
Because normally I'm the one that does that. You took her jeans off. So now she's on the floor.
I got to be the panty dropper for once.
Yeah, we're sitting now. So now Sid and I are sitting back down. We're having a cocktail and we're watching the show. So you pull her pants off and she's got this, these little panties on, super cute. And then, of course, you took those off. And now I think you and I both realized about the same time that Nancy's got a banging body.
Oh my God, yes, she does.
She keeps it pretty well under wraps because, first of all, she's taller, not normally my taste, and she's not like curvy like yours. She's not like huge breasts or big butt, but just super like just a great body,
like
just
toned in all the right places.
Yeah, just really sexy. So actually, like when you took her pants off and then had her completely naked, you even stopped for a second and was like, whoa, she's like really hot.
I think I said that. I was like, damn, you are like really hot.
Yeah,
like, holy hell.
Yeah, she really is. And then of course you started licking her pussy, which was that much hotter. So that just changed the whole thing. And Sid and I are just chilling watching this.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm like licking and she's kind of like moving her hips up against my mouth,
running her hands through her hair, and then she's holding your head, and it was super hot. Now we should also say that at this point you still have your pants on, And Sid and I kind of looked at each other like, why the fuck are we just sitting here? So we get down on the floor with you guys. He starts kind of licking on her nipples. I'm touching you. I'm pulling your pants off. So I got my hands all over your ass. You no longer have pants on now. And you have my favorite panties on, which you didn't tell me you were wearing.
Which ones were they?
The blue ones with the ass cut out of the back.
The navy ones.
Yeah, they're super hot. And of course, you know, Sid realizes that now. So he's feeling on your ass the same time I am. And it's just super hot.
And then he takes his cock out and sticks it in Nancy's mouth.
Yes.
And then I was like, I think Brian should take over down here because he has some amazing oral skills. So then he is having his cock sucked by her and you are going down on her. And I just get to watch the entire thing. Yeah. And it was amazing.
It was really hot. And then it's at one point, I think... he realized that was just a bad plan because now I'm licking her pussy. Her hips are coming off the ground. She is making all kinds of noises. Cannot concentrate on sucking his cock. So you obviously start sucking his cock while you're watching me go down on her. And she is first of all, she's super sexy. She's hot, really enjoying it. And then she came very quickly and squirted all over the place.
Yeah.
Super hot. And Sid's like, oh, hey, by the way, she squirts.
It's the first time I've ever seen that in real life.
Like, oh, thanks. Thanks for the update, Sid. Appreciate that. So
it was like a minute late.
Yeah, thanks anyway. But we are just, in the moment, just enjoying it. You're sucking his cock right next to me, and I can hear you kind of choking on his cock while I'm licking her, and she's making all kinds of noises, hips off the floor.
You made her come twice, right?
Yeah, two or three times. Well, three times because she squirted just a little less each time. Remember, it was super hot. I've got my hands are like grabbing her ass, and her legs are over my shoulder. And she's got my head pinned between her legs. Like, she's literally squeezing my head. It was just, and she's feeling her on her own tits. It was just so fucking hot. So this goes on for a while.
A long while.
Yeah, this is happening. And then somehow we change positions. So now you get back with me. He is back. Sid and Nancy are back together. And
this is what happened, because I think this is also super hot. Sid says to me, I can't not fuck her. Like, I have to fuck her, like, right now.
Right.
And I was like, then you should go fuck her.
Then you need to.
So now, you stopped licking her.
Yeah.
And he got on the ground with her and started fucking her.
Yeah. And you and I are sitting there watching.
And
super fucking hot.
Oh, God. To paint this picture. She's laying on the ground. He is on top of her, fucking her, making her moan like crazy again. You are sitting down on the sofa at this point, and I am laying on top of you, but both of us are facing them, watching the entire thing.
Right.
And then you started fingering me.
Yes.
While all this was going on.
Yes. So you came while I was playing with your clit.
Yeah.
Super fucking hot. Yeah, watching them. That's really the first time that you and I took, like, the time to watch another couple.
Yeah.
We never really had that opportunity before.
I really enjoyed it. I want another opportunity.
Yeah, well, that was super. Well, and we should say, for those of you, again, who haven't listened to the Jack and Diane episode, we had the opportunity to be the couple who was having sex and the other couple watching us also, which was super fucking hot. Because we almost didn't realize they were there. We were kind of in our own place until we kind of looked over. They were both staring at us.
Yeah.
So that was hot too. But watching Sid and Nancy was really, really exciting.
It was like our own personal, like, super intense hot porn.
Yeah, we got to enjoy it, and then we got to watch them have sex. It was so fucking hot. So, you know, this is several hours now have gone by. So they finish up, they come, they sit down next to us where we were all kind of, we started out in these positions on the couch. We finish our drinks, and then, you know, we kind of kissed a little bit more.
We're still, like, touching each other, though. Yeah. Like, she and I are still kind of, like, rubbing on each other's legs.
Yeah.
And it was just, for me anyway, it was just such a physical connection to the two of them.
Yeah, and we should say, you know, we've had some you know, really hot experiences now with a couple of other couples, and you know, we've talked about those. This was as hot an experience as we've had with a couple that we didn't have sex with.
Yeah.
Not full on, anyway. You know, it was super hot, and we even talked about it after we had left. We helped them clean up, said goodbye, you know, hugs, kisses, we're going to see each other again. And, you know, we got in the car and we started talking, and literally as we're talking in the car, Nancy texts you right away, are you guys free tomorrow? Like, they wanted to see us again the next day.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately we weren't, so we did make plans to see them again, which of course we'll talk about at some point. But as we were discussing, you know, we talked about, because this was such an amazing, sexy experience, just having that basically foreplay and just, you know, soft swapping with this couple, that we might consider doing that with other couples going forward just for the experience.
Well, yeah, because what happened is after we left, for days afterwards, all I could think about was having sex with Sid yeah. and watching you with Nancy.
Yeah, and it was so fucking
like,
hot
it
for us.
It fueled our sex. Like, we would be yeah. having sex and talking about it.
Yeah.
And like,
oh, and as God. It turns out, they do too.
Yes, they do the same thing. They yeah. told us that night.
Yeah, they were talking about with each other about having sex with us, which probably made it that much hotter for them as well.
Well, yeah, I just think that it, level of anticipation is not something you get when you have sex with people right away.
No, absolutely not. And again, the buildup at that point was so crazy. And then, you know, you and I went home and had crazy hot sex because we were just so fucking horned up anyway.
And talked about them the whole time.
The whole time.
And yet still felt more connected to each other yeah. than, I mean, we always yeah. do afterwards. But just that, right. that it complete connection with each other, which we've talked about, is why we do this to begin with.
Sure.
But
that connection was different because we didn't have sex with them.
No.
There was no, we had no real, I mean, you got to come, you came in my lap, and we watched this hot, you know, scene, but we didn't really have that release until we got home. And then it was like, we weren't even in the room long enough. We were already on top of each other. There was there was just no stopping.
And it was rough and passionate yeah, and yeah. hot.
Like it normally is, but different because we were reliving that experience as we normally do. But the fact that we did not actually have sex with them just made the buildup so fucking insane.
Yeah.
You know, so we've talked about maybe doing that going forward with a couple.
I'm really hoping that we will going forward. Yeah. If we meet people that are open to soft swap first, like we should absolutely yeah. do that because it was yeah. amazing.
And we should explain why. I think I don't know if you know a lot of the couples maybe do or a lot of couples maybe started out that way. Some like us simply didn't. We just went full on. And if they haven't experienced it, we certainly have the opportunity to explain why. And
yeah.
maybe that's something that they'd be interested in. But I said this to you before, and I'll say it again. I don't know that you and I would be able to stop ourselves from having sex if we didn't have the option. Yeah, so we probably need to like figure that out ahead of time.
Yeah, well, you know? I think we just need to stop being such sluts, honestly.
I don't know, maybe, but it's so hot to,
I mean,
for me to
I
watch
like
you.
Our sluttiness, but
yeah, I don't know. But listen, in retrospect, it was so fucking intense. I would totally be down with doing that again, 100%. It was an incredible experience.
Me too. Yes, and there's definitely more to come on this couple. This is not the last you'll hear of Sid
no,
and Nancy.
No. We like Sid and Nancy, and there's going to be more, potentially a full swap story. So that should be really
good. God, I hope so. Yeah. Spoiler alert, we haven't full swapped with them yet.
Yeah,
still.
Well, that is it's in the works.
We're dying to, but
yeah,
we
the
have
plan
not.
Is in the works.
So
yeah.
Definitely stay tuned for that story.
For sure.
And thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, guys.